92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, looking forward to the weekend so I can watch some great movies like Agenda and Enemies Within. Got them coming. There's all kinds of good conservative movies out there. Let me know if you know of one. It's the Monica Jay Show. We are a conservative program for the most part because I'm conservative. Not just fiscal conservative, but I'm conservative on other places as well. I also kind of look at myself as a constitutionalist. That's what conservatives should actually be doing, is going by the Constitution. Not some of the conservatives that are out there right now masquerading as Republicans. 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about today, but let's go to the phone lines and check in with Mark, who wants to talk about conservatives. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Monica. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, anytime.
Okay. So I originally called in because of your talk yesterday about, younger people being required to go into military, but I have since changed that, and I wanted to just say a few names for you, which would be Ben Carson, Herman Cain, Clarence Thomas, Sarah Palin, Meg Whitman, Condoleezza Rice, Sharon Angle, and Martin Luther King. These are all people who have been, who are either female or of color, and they have been excoriated because they are conservatives. And the hypocrisy kills me. That's what I was trying to call. So,
yeah. I mean, Mark, we've always known, at least that's what the liberals keep telling us, that the Republican Party is just made up of old white men.
Right.
And I tell you, being a part of one of the five Republican women's groups here in Northern Nevada that have on average of 100 members, upwards of 150 each, yeah, that's not really the truth.
It's awful.
We come in all shapes, sizes, colors, ethnic backgrounds, but they don't want people to know that because then, you know, then they won't have that fight against white males in the country.
Right.
So, all right. Right. Mark, thank you so much for the call, and I hope I hear from you again. Let's check in with Mike in Gardnerville at 884-9910. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Great. It's good conversations today.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up, we just had a farm bill that went through that actually is going to give more amnesty to illegals.
Yes.
And our esteemed Congressman, Mark Amnesty, he voted for it.
Yeah, and, I'm pretty disappointed in that.
Well, you shouldn't be. He's voted like this before. He's got one of the worst voting records for not showing up to vote. He's also been on Fox News and said he's not a constitutional guy. So this is nothing new from him.
And yeah.
To be honest, and disclosure, I was Joel Beck's campaign manager. So I kind of keep up on some of these things. But, he is a rhino, and he is no friend of the Constitution.
Yeah, but if you call him a rhino, then the hardcore upper Republicans come after him because he's such a friend of the farmers, of the rurals, that it really makes you wonder.
He's a friend of the mining companies, is who he's a friend of. And he represents the mining companies, has in the past, and that's where he really has his focus at, is with the mining companies, which is fine. It's a big part of Nevada, a big part of the money that we have in the state. But he's not a friend of the Constitution. I'm more worried about the Constitution than I am about anything else.
Yeah, me too, especially in this day and age.
Yeah, you brought up a con. If we do go to a con, they could change anything they want within the Constitution. You cannot put parameters on it. Mm-hmm. And the problem isn't that we need a con. The problem is our judges are not upholding the Constitution, and they don't care to. And that's where the real issue is. And I can bring up civil asset forfeiture. So if you're traveling with $10,000 and you're stopped, they can take that, and you have to prove that you got it legally. Well, you shouldn't have to prove nothing. And I think this is where some of the big problems are, is the judges.
Do you know about the original 13th Amendment, Mike?
Yes, I do.
What do you think about that? Do we need to do more research and bring that back? And for people who aren't familiar with it, the original, it kind of just kind of disappeared, was that titles of nobility were not able to serve, and that includes lawyers, attorneys, esquire.
And we also lost our senators under that.
Those attorneys, what do? They go on into the judgeships. So they are literally the law side of this generation and this world right now controls everything.
Yeah. So I think the biggest problem that we have is the judges in our country. You look at tax court, you can't take law into tax court. If you look at the Fourth Amendment with seizures and everything, we don't have any of our rights anymore. We've lost quite a bit.
How do we go back?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
I think that's the toughest question, is getting back the freedoms and the liberties that we've lost that have been turned around with the wording. That's the worst thing about the legislature, is the vague wording that now you have to go to court, you have to get your lawyers, you have to sue the state. It's just ridiculous. I mean, look at what we're going through with our red flag laws.
It seems like every day it's getting closer and closer to what Thomas Jefferson said about shaking the tree of liberty.
Yeah.
So, and unfortunately, that's where it seems it's going to end up going.
Well, fortunately, we are getting some more conservative judges in there. People don't know because it's not publicized through the media, because they don't want you to know. But even the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is getting a healthy makeover, courtesy of President Trump.
Yes.
All right. Mike, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Call anytime and bring up the Constitution. That's why I'm so thankful that a group has got together and there is a constitutional study, workshop, educational system for you to go to every Wednesday between 4 and 5:30 at Shields in their conference room. They're not teaching this stuff in the schools, and they don't want to teach this stuff in the schools. The legislature doesn't even want to get involved with this, because you saw that as a fact when they wouldn't even hear Jim Wheeler's proposal to have more than just the little bit of Constitution that they teach in civics in our school system. He wanted the Bill of Rights also taught. He wanted the Federalist Papers also taught. You put it all together. It's the whole working system. Our legislature wouldn't even hear it. Those people who put their hands down, put their hands up, and say that they will defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. I wish we lived in a world where you had to put your hand on something electric that showed that you were lying and you weren't going to do that, you got the shock of your life and just had a zap. There's a YouTube video out there of a politician, not in this country, but a politician saying that I am telling the truth. I am not lying to you. If I am lying to you, then let God strike me. And all of a sudden, this huge clap of thunder and lightning just rolls through. And it was hysterical because it was just the perfect timing. We need to see more of that. 884-9910. Few other things to talk about besides impeachment and what's going on with our government. That's the wonderful thing about Republicans and conservatives, is they know there's two sides to every story. And they have a tendency to do a little bit more research. The left and the liberals, they just take what they're told to believe. I can't do that. I have to look it up for myself. 884-9910. Let's go to Clint in Silver Springs this morning. Clint, how would you like to add to the conversation?
Well, first of all, good morning, Monica. How you doing? All that kind of
good
stuff.
Plant,
light,
yeah.
light, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I just want to, you know, everybody out there in Radio Land who listens to your show, they've heard me call in. They know where I sit. We're all kind of like angry right now. But today I want to throw everybody a curveball, and I want to talk about my favorite Christmas carols.
Okay.
And I'd actually like to sing a couple of them for you. And I've never sing on the radio, so you can give me like a little applause. You know, it's going to help my self-esteem out
okay.
a little bit too. So my first Christmas carol comes from, well, all three of my Christmas carols comes from the talented and very smart Larry the Cable Guy. So here I go. I'm pretty nervous. I'm going to try it. Here we go. Everyone, hope everybody in Radio Land is listening and ready for a little laugh. Oh, come, all you little immigrants, come and get your green card and learn some darn English and then how to drive.
That was fabulous, Clint.
Now my next one.
See, it's not
now
just
my next
me.
One. Now my next one, a little bit quicker than that, but... it's an oldie but goodie. You better watch out. I think she's a guy. I ain't quite sure, but something ain't right. Hillary Clinton's coming to town.
I thought that was supposed to be Michelle.
And then my last one for the day, and I'll leave you all alone today. It's my favorite, most favorite of all. And here it goes. Donnie the retard had an 8-pound waterhead. He was 5'3", and he said to me, I like dinner thoughts.
Clint, that's it. We're done with you. We're done with you. You have a great day. You have a great day. And you know what? Clint was doing that in humor, and if you were offended, well, I don't care. It's the Monica J Show, live and local. And why? Because you need a voice. And I'm not your voice. I'm my voice. Your voice is at 884-9910. We'll be back right after this on live and local FM talk at 884-9910 and 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM talk.
And I'd love to hear from you today on the Monica J Show at 884-9910. And you are calling in. At least Steve is. Hey, Steve, how are you doing on this Friday the 13th?
It is Friday the 13th, isn't it? I hadn't thought about it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
maybe that's why. Maybe that's why they voted it. Waited until today, until this morning, to do the House vote for the impeachment.
You don't want to get me started on that one. what I'm calling about is the Constitution.
Let's hear
it. And you were talking about the classes at Shields every Wednesday. Were you aware that Hillsdale College offers a free online course on the Constitution and our Founding Fathers?
Yes, I love Hillsdale. That is so awesome.
Yeah, it's free for all the listeners out there. They're not going to be asking you for money or anything. You can just go to hillsdalecollege.com, sign up for it, take the test, or take the course. And I think that I'm not sure that you have a test that comes at the end of it if you want to take it. But my comment is that every politician that raises their hand and swears an oath to defend and support and defend the Constitution, before they do that, they must pass a test on the Constitution, because I think that 90% of all of them, local, state, and federal, could not pass a test on our Constitution.
I agree with you 100% on both sides of that statement, that they wouldn't be able to pass it and they should be able, they should have to take it. And not only that, but maybe the immigration application test as well. A lot of people wouldn't be able to pass that test.
Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, you were talking about that, and I thought it'd be good information to get out to the public there, that the Hillsdale, because some people may not be able to take the time off to go to Shields.
That's true. That's true, you know, because that is kind of during the working hours. But go ahead.
I was just saying, late in the evening, while you're sitting at home, you know, vegetating on YouTube or something, just turn it off and go to Hillsdale and take some more of the course each evening.
Watching that 1,000th rerun of The Christmas Story.
It is a good story, though.
It is a good story. It is a good story. So, Steve, thank you so much for the call and, you know, and the information. And for the parents out there, if you have university age, or actually if you have high school age kids, high school age grandkids, nieces and nephews, why don't you throw out there Hillsdale College? It's a great college, and it is not like the liberal universities that we have today. The ultra, you know, we used to have liberal universities. Now we have the ultra liberal universities where you can't even enjoy a conversation of opinions, a debate back and forth. How can they have debate classes if you can't even share both sides? Is that the next thing to be removed? Debate club? Possibility. You have to know what you're speaking about. And this is just incredible. These colleges, and if you don't believe it, if you still have blinders on, before next Wednesday, I know for a fact it's running through this weekend. Next Wednesday might be the last day for you to see it. Go see No Safe Spaces. I am getting email after email after email. I went and saw it. It was incredible. Not enough people are going to see it. I had one gentleman send me an email that said that there were only a few seats filled. Take your family. Take the kids. I mean, obviously not the 4 and 5 year olds. They want to go see the cartoons. Take your high schoolers. Take your junior high schoolers, your upper elementary. So this is what the world is becoming. It is very enlightened, and it enlightens you on social media as well. I know a lot of parents who decided not to let their kids onto social media until they got into their teenage years. Yes, social media is this great thing. It's a wonderful way to stay connected. I'm connected on there with you. I get lots of things through Facebook. I post lots of things on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Somebody told me to, let's see, STFU. Yeah. And you know the rest. So they're all over the place. LinkedIn is also a great way for social media. That's more business oriented. Get in contact with me through there. Just spread the message and open up people's eyes and hear both sides of the story. And as Vance just sent me my email, right you are. There are two sides to a story, the right side and the wrong side. We listen to both to know who's in the right and who's in the wrong. Going back to an earlier caller, that's why we should be listening to the hearings. And when it goes to the Senate next week, we are going to be all over this. because it's just that important. Speaking of things that are also important, what's happening in this community? Reno City Council has denied two appeals to overturn the Reno Planning Commission's decision to approve the first Stonegate tentative map. You want to find, this is an ongoing thing, people. You want to find out more? Log on to washorap.com. The meeting the other night, it's a great mock-up of what went on for Stonegate. Comments from everybody. It's a great layout if you were not able to go. And it shows you what's going on. Time for a quick Fox News break on your live and local FM talk show, The Monica Jay Show, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam. Four Big Ma tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Are you crying?
No, just my allergies.
Yes, I am. A Mustang GT. Everybody. Oh, my gosh. That would be a great Christmas present right there. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk with whatever is concerning you, what is ever on your mind at 884-993. 993? What the heck is that? 884-9910. 884-9910. I'm losing my mind because I'm getting ready to introduce this gentleman who always stirs it up for me, and I love it. Love every minute about it. And you should love it too, because he is the only one who is going out and making sure that the city of Reno, the city of Sparks, Washoe County does their job when it comes to the squatters, the homeless encampments, and cleaning up our area so we do not become San Francisco, so we do not come Portland and places like that. It's Paul White of Quality of Life Reno. Thank you so much for calling in, Paul. How are you doing?
Doing fine, Monica. Good morning.
You had a big day yesterday, and I knew about this in advance, but I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag. But you have been getting a lot of complaints, and people have been making a lot of calls to law enforcement about Whitaker Park. You went out to Whitaker Park yesterday over there off of University and University Terrace. What happened?
We went over there, Monica. We'd been in touch. The Whitaker Park area people had been in touch with the city for over a year, trying to get these illegal squatters camps removed, and for the most part had either been just brushed aside or just ignored. And so we went over and checked it out and called, asked the police if they were going to be going over there, and we heard nothing back. So we let them know we were going to go out there and do a citizen's arrest on several of them, and that we would be calling them when we got to the park, and we gave them a time. And we got there, and we got a call from the police at the time we got there, and they said that they were citing the tents on a weekly basis, not taking them out of there. They were citing them. We're trying to stack up several citations so that when they go to court that they'd have enough of a case that they could hold them for a while and kind of ideally discourage them from trying to come back there. But then they were saying that they had a court date for some of them. So, in other words, they were saying that they're on it, that they've kind of gotten motivated to go over there and do it, and they're going to be cleaning them all out by next week. And they said that they were over working on by the greenhouses on some homeless camps. They were shorthanded, and they said, could we please be just patient enough to let them do it next week? So it was great to hear from them. It was great to hear that the police are getting more motivated to do this. And the Whitaker Park people are looking to the park kind of being liberated next week.
Nice. Now, Paul, you also sent me something that you really need to almost know what you're going into or be a professional doing this, because there are some of the squatters and the homeless encampments now are booby trapping the locations.
If the community knew the real nature of the squatters and misusing the homeless label, they would all join in what we're doing, Monica. We heard from two different sources that work for City Hall that when the workers went out to clear the illegal camps off alongside the truckee, that they have photographs that the vagrants had booby-trapped them with dirty syringes. And we also heard that one of the workers from one of the agencies got stuck by him. That we saw the other day, the police found a grenade in one of the illegal camps, I believe out by Fisherman's Park. And it just goes on like this. These people are not homeless in any sense of the word. They're vagrant by choice. They're living by doing just an armload of illegal things, and the police know this and would love to bring the full weight of the law to effect fairly firmly. Little by little, the city attorney is kind of supporting this right now with the parks. Parks and Rec Department needs to get in the game. They should be notifying the police on these. They shouldn't have to rely on QOL Reno. But things are definitely heading in a good direction. And the one you'd be happiest about, Monica, is where we filmed your show up in North Valley.
Oh, yeah, up towards Peavine.
Right. For the sake of your listeners there, you have one kind of homeless problem down in the city. You've got another out in the North Valleys, Lemon Valley, where drug camps, the squatters are up there making drugs, selling drugs, using drugs, coming down in the community during the day to steal everything they can get their hands on and come back up there in these camps. There's just dozens. And so one private property owner, QOL Reno, got in touch with them, sent them some photos. On one piece of property, Monica, the city had allowed about 6 abandoned cars, about 8 RVs packed with more filth and toxic waste than I could describe. The owner has paid $25,000 to a demo contractor. We've been overseeing it. The property has been almost completely cleaned off, should be done by tomorrow. The owner's got his property back. Why would he have had to pay $25,000? Why has the city allowed this illegal activity up there for 5 years? Most of all, Monica, that's Ward 4. That's Bonnie Weber. Why has Bonnie Weber not been involved in this? We've told her about it. We asked her to come look at it. Her response was, I don't believe that property's in my ward. It certainly is.
Now, you sent her a letter recently. Has she responded to that?
No, nope, just last week we invited her to come out and see it and to come out publicly in support of the RPD getting more involved, to come out and encourage other private property owners to do the same thing, to come look at some of these other camps. No response, no interest, totally ignoring the issue.
No, because Bonnie did come out and walk the river trail with us.
She came to the river, which was a good thing. But this particular thing, I mean, we're paying her $70,000-$80,000 a year, Monica, to take care of that Ward 4. I mean, that's a good thing she came to Delgado's ward to look at the river. Why on earth wouldn't she be doing what we're paying her to do up there in her own area?
Yeah. And I do want to thank a number of people who have been sending in their photos. I just got this one recently from a gentleman, got us a new homeless camp on the Wells West on-ramp. They're setting up as I'm driving by, and I'm sending you this. So please send your emails to me or send them to Paul. Paul, let's take a conference call right now. Hopefully both of you can hear each other, so listen carefully. Joe is on the line, and he wants to ask you a question. Joe, thanks for joining us. Can you hear
Paul?
You're
welcome. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Hey, you know, I just called in because I live in Reno, and I live over by Reno High, and I go down 4th Street a lot, down by where the railroads are, the railroad track is, on the backside of Dickerson Road and stuff. You know, about 2 weeks ago, maybe three, they cleared all the homeless camps out by the railroads, and they're on the other side of the street clearing the willows and that kind of stuff. They put up signs, no trespassing. Well, you go down the road right now, and they've lowered their tarps so you can barely see the top of them. They're in the swale right next to the railroad tracks. Why are these people allowed to come back and set up again 2 weeks after you went down there? You know, I don't get what people are doing. That, well, sure. You know, hey, if you're not supposed to be there, get the heck out.
Well, sure, Joe. There's only one reason why they're still coming back. If when you were going 100 miles an hour down the freeway, if the highway patrol pulled you over and they just said you've got to go slower, so and they never gave you a ticket, you wouldn't slow down. Well, the reason the homeless are coming back is because the police are being given the backup to move them out of there. They're not being given the authority to really hammer them on giving them court appearances when they're going into these homeless courts. And we're looking forward to talking with the judge or judges of these homeless courts. They're not getting any kind of penalty, anything to amount to anything, and that's why they come back. And the city, the fact that they're encouraged to move them out is good, but unless they want our police just to be doing it for exercise, they've got to have a consequence for this, and that's our next thing we're working on. That's what's not happening.
So, Paul and Joe, what it comes down to is there's literally no consequences for them to do it.
Next to nothing.
Well, I agree with that.
So, Joe, you know, thank you so much.
You made one other comment, Monica, about, you know, they're giving them tickets. I'm no saint. I've made mistakes in my life. You know, I got in trouble for failure to appear. They threw me in jail with one failure to appear. If these people have court appearances and don't go to their court appointment, why are they not throwing them in jail and getting them out of there that way? Is it because I have money and I can pay my way out of it? Mine was an honest mistake.
Yeah,
I forgot to go. But you know what? They may, once you're on that treadmill, they just want the money.
Yeah.
So, you know, why are these people not required to do the same exact thing?
Well, Joe, the lawsuit that it's going to require to change this is the Constitution provides and requires equal treatment under the law. Can you imagine if because of race or sexual orientation or income, that those people got a different type of justice, a softer, easier, less consequential one than the ones who were not in those categories? But that's just what they're doing with this so-called community court. It couldn't be more unconstitutional, and it's begging for a lawsuit to require cities to get rid of it and give, like you say, the same consequences to everybody, regardless of income level or where they sleep at night.
Yeah. Joe, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Paul, thank you so much for continuing the fight to get this problem fixed and get the city and the county to actually work and do the job that they're supposed to be doing. So on behalf of the community who really cares about the homeless and want them to get into the treatments, want them to get into the mental health facilities or the counseling that they need. Thank you. QOL-Reno.org. Call Paul, Valerie, Tim, if you would like to have them speak with your group. They will also go out and do that as well. It's the Monica Jay Show. Live, local, like I said, whatever you want to talk about. We're going to wrap up the show here in just a minute, 884-9910. If you have some comments, whether it be about impeachment, whether it be about the Constitution, whether it be about the homeless, we're taking all kinds of topics today on this Friday. But I want to give you the heads up when we come back on something that's happening on Monday so you can enjoy one of the beautiful sights we have here in Northern Nevada. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's Friday on the Monica Jay Show, getting ready for the weekend, but it's also Friday the 13th. people not making that connection. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Have you lost interest in the impeachment? Answer today's poll question. No right now sits at 9%. Yes, move on already, sits at 90%. How do you feel about it? Log on, 991fmtalk.com. Before we wrap up the show today, speaking of the impeachment, this is great because Democrats always say that they, you know, they're not communists. They don't want government control over everything and blah, blah, blah. Well, it was pretty funny because last night, one of the ranking members, Doug Collins, boy, did he slam Nadler for just, you know, picking up and saying, hey, it's late, we're tired, we'll recess until 10 o'clock tomorrow. Well, you know, Congressman Collins was not happy about that. So he laid into him. Mr. Chairman, there is no consulting from the ranking member on your schedule for tomorrow, in which you just blew up schedules for everyone. You chose not to consult the ranking member on a schedule issue of this magnitude? This is a kangaroo court that we're talking about. It's Stalin-esque, came from Representative Gohmert of Texas. Let's have a dictator. It was good to hear about that. Another congressperson? Unbelievable. You know, Nadler just wanted it for the TV cameras. Well, I'm kind of glad he did because you can see everybody's reaction now. All right, one more thing that I want to leave you with before we take off. Here on the Monica Jay Show, we'll be back on Monday, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Whatever you want to talk about, but there is something that you can participate in, and that is Stuff-a-Bus. It's going to be happening on December 17th. Be ready for that over at one of my favorite places, and that, of course, is Capitol Ford in Carson City. So head on over with your goodies for the kids. This is for the Salvation Army's Angel Tree. Yes, the Angel Tree. Also, if you would like to participate, you can head on over and see one of the new bridges in the Tahoe area. Yes, they have a new bridge over there off of 89. They're inviting you to come for the ribbon cutting so you can check it out. It is going to be at 8 a.m. on Monday. That's going to be a cold one out there. 8 a.m. to noon, the Truckee River Bridge and State Route 89 realignment. It's going to be closed to vehicular traffic, so be ready for that. If you want to walk, do the whole group walk across the bridge, they're going to do that about 9:45. And they are recommending that you park at the Tahoe City Transit Center. People in Tahoe are used to walking around in the snow or bad weather conditions, so just a thought for you. But this happens Monday morning if you want to take advantage. Until then, have a great weekend. Go see No Safe Spaces. Take friends, take family. Not enough people are going and watching this movie. It's a documentary on the condition of the liberal universities and your First Amendment right, your freedom of speech. I'm surprised if anybody even has debate clubs anymore, because that just seems like it would upset and trigger too many people on our campuses. But we've at least got No Safe Spaces. as far as a documentary to let you know how everything's going. And they also cover social media. Because it doesn't matter what you say now, especially on social media, it also relates to what you've said in the past. And I'm not talking about yesterday. I'm talking about 10 years ago. I'm talking about when social media started. That's how far they're going back. Have a great day. Don't say anybody that, or don't say anything that triggers anybody. But if you do, call in and let me know how it goes on Monday. I can't wait to hear. Have a great weekend, everybody. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. My email, always, always open to you. Be safe wherever you're at. If you're doing some holiday shopping, be safe in the parking lots. 92.3 and 99.1.